Hello, fellow podcast travelers. Welcome to Saybrook Insights, a production of Saybrook University, an accredited, nonprofit, private institution of higher learning headquartered in Pasadena, California. Celebrating 50 years this year, our humanistic approach to online education has resulted in thousands of alumni the world over advancing the health and well-being of the communities we serve. My name is Nathan Long, president and host of this podcast. Today's episode features one of our illustrious integrative medicine and health sciences faculty members facilitating a mindful moment. We hope you find this experience an opportunity to recenter and relax. For more information about Saybrook and its programs, go to www.saybrook.edu. And now, join us for a mindful moment.
Told a story about a friend of his when he was growing up. He was a very good trumpet player, but he had a friend who was always a little better than he was, who practiced a lot more, who took it more seriously. And so they grew up playing together, but the other boy, when he was about 14, got the chance to play in front of the church. It's at a big cathedral. It was, you know, kind of a big thing for a high school kid to have the chance to perform in church. He'd never performed publicly before. And so apparently he practiced and practiced getting ready for this. The big day came and he came up there. He worked with an accompanist, put his trumpet up and closed his eyes. And as far as he could tell, played it flawlessly, didn't make a single mistake through the entire piece, and then went back to the pew. And afterwards, he was a little surprised that nobody really commented at all on his playing. He said he knew he wasn't playing for his own glory, but he thought at least people would say nice job or something. It wasn't until 2 days later that a friend of his told him that not a single note had come out of his horn the whole time he stood in front of the church. He had closed his eyes and apparently was so nervous that his lips didn't allow any air to come through the horn, but he still heard every note. He made every fingering and played perfectly. So that ability to dissociate and for him to enjoy his music without making a mistake, even though no one else in the congregation could hear a note that he played, but that capacity that we all have to hear music is remarkable, that we all like to be in a concert or to listen to an album or a CD or an MP3 player. But what you find is that if you close your eyes, you're able to hear music anytime, any place, and that there are some tricks that you can do with that. For example, if you're comfortable now, I'd like you all just to close your eyes for a moment and just listen to the first song that comes to mind. But then allow your concentration to go on every detail of the music as it comes up. The melody, the harmonies, the different instruments, possibly voices. And as you focus on one instrument or another, on one voice or another, you'll find that you can turn up the music or turn down the music. You can focus on one part or another. And as you give yourself time to immerse yourself in the music, you'll find that instead of simply hearing the music, you'll begin to feel the music. As you allow it to absorb away from your head and into your body, imagining the vibrations of the music going through your arms and into your hands. Imagine those same vibrations going through the entire core of your body, down into your legs, all the way to your feet. Just a soft, gentle vibration. You've heard of the phrase, the rhythm of life. But there's rhythm and melody, harmony, and texture to the music around us all the time. You've heard me quote Dumbledore before from the Harry Potter books, but in one of the books, I think The Sorcerer's Stone, he refers to music as being a magic beyond everything they did at Hogwarts. Marilyn Manson refers to music as the strongest form of magic. And so today, for just a moment, you can allow yourself to believe in magic, to believe in music, and to let the melodies flow through you, within you, and around you. Because one of the other things that you can do with music is allow it to lead you on an interesting journey into the past. Because music is often associated with times of joy, happiness, of celebration, and of fun. For a moment again, allow your mind just to drift back to a time when music was a key part of some situation, a dance, a party, something that you'll find as music and a memory tied so closely together that if you were to hear a certain song, it would take you back there instantly. It may have been in school, learning a song like Frère Jacques. It may have been at a high school dance. It may have been a lullaby that you sang. So many parts of our lives are tied to music. And it's a magic that we can learn to control. As you breathe and relax, you'll find the music can get stronger, or it can fade, become less powerful but more subtle. Simply allowing yourself to use music, which is the same as to learn magic, of finding a time each day to set aside, to possibly put on headphones, and simply immerse yourself in whatever music you find most inspiring, enlightening, Henry David Thoreau shared, "When I hear music, I fear no danger, I'm invincible. I see no foe. I am related to the earliest times and to the latest. Music ties us all together, both from our heritage and ties us all together today with the music that we share, the music we can create, or the music that you can hold yourself, making it your own. In the book Slaying Dragons, Michelle Goodrich said, "My soul I found has puppet strings to make me droop or give me wings, and music is the puppeteer that turns my ear to hear." And as you remember the different songs, melodies, and qualities, you may also notice that as we get older, we sometimes forget. We sometimes get out of the habit of listening to music, or we begin to take it for granted. But the message for today's meditation is to find your magic again, to make this a practice, to make it your own healing energy that you can use any day or every day, that you can share with others, or that you can hold and contemplate just on your own. Music surrounds us, and if we let it in, it can heal, it can calm, it can take away our fears, it can allow us joy in the middle of stress, it can connect us all during times of trial. Now again, if you'd like to open your eyes and stretch, make your resolutions to find your own music and to practice it, this meditation can be one that can go on and on for the rest of your life. Thank you for sharing it today.